I'm hanging out in An Bang Beach in Hoi An, Vietnam today, and we're going to talk about breakdowns and breakthroughs.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you had asked your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make in a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
Hey, welcome back. It's Christian Martin here. Like I said, I'm hanging out in Vietnam. We just got done with a couple days of flooding. It started pouring rain, and it literally didn't stop for 48 hours, raining as hard as I've ever seen it rain in my life. Our front yard was just completely flooded. We had to wade through about 3 feet of water to get out to the main street and go to dinner. But luckily, the weather has cleared, things are returning to normal, and you can actually walk outside today. If there's one thing that is certain in life, it is that life is tumultuous. There will be storms, and usually, if you can wait out those storms, the sun will come back out on the other side. Now, we were tempted to leave town during the storm. We thought, it's going to storm forever. The rain's never going to let up. The flooding will go on and on. We shouldn't be here this month. And then after the rain has cleared up, I thought to myself, I love this place. Why would I have left early? Now, this relates to something that a lot of people do in business and in life, which is they give up too early. Now, let me be clear about what I'm talking about. Most people, when they have a goal, whether they want to get in shape, they want an amazing relationship, they want to start a business, they want to get more clients, they're entering a new market, a new industry, a new niche, they go out there, they try to accomplish that goal, and it starts to get hard. And what happens? Well, if you're not used to mastery, if you're not used to pushing on something until it turns into the results you want, then you might say, wow, I chose the wrong opportunity. I shouldn't have stayed in Hoi An this month because there's a storm. Or I shouldn't have picked real estate agents as my niche because they have problems, because everybody's doing it, because. There are a million reasons that you can give yourself to change opportunities. So here's what I want you to do instead. I want you to keep pushing and either have a breakdown or a breakthrough. Either one works for me. And here's why. Think about at the gym. Think about if you're trying to get in shape at the gym, you're trying to lift a certain amount of weight on the bench press. You're lying in your back, that weight is bearing down on you, your friend's screaming in your face, and you're pushing, and he's saying, you can do it, push harder, push harder. For most people who are used to going to the gym, you're going to do it. And what's going to happen? You're either going to have a breakdown or a breakthrough. You're either going to fail, and your friend's going to spot you and he's going to pick you back up. Or you're going to lift more weight than you thought you could and you're going to have a breakthrough and you're going to push the weight the whole way up. Do you see on this scenario that either situation is fine? You can have a breakdown or a breakthrough and you're going to get the result you want, which is to get stronger. Because if you went to failure or you lifted more than you ever did, you're getting stronger. Now, what would be the wrong move in this situation? The wrong move would be anything that results in something that's not a breakdown or breakthrough. The wrong move is saying, I can't lift that much weight standing up off the bench press, walking to the locker room and leaving the gym. And this is what most people do in business. They start pushing on that weight and it's too heavy. And so they say, you know what? I'm going to go to a different weight machine. They go over to a different weight machine and they say, yeah, this weight machine looks great. I'm going to be so successful at this weight machine because the problem before was that it was the bench press. And now I'm over here on the squat rack, and this is going to be so much easier. It's such a better opportunity. Let me try these squats. And the same exact thing happens to them. The weight gets too heavy, and they pick up and they leave in business. They go over to another weight rack, and they do this over and over and over and over again until they're so worn out that they have a breakdown, and they say to themselves, you know what? It's not the weight racks. It's me. I'm the problem. I'm going to do what I've known I should do this whole time. I'm going to pick up the heavy weight. And they finally have a breakdown and a breakthrough. But in between, where they're just switching from machine to machine to machine, guess what's happening? Nothing. They're creating more hope within themselves with these false opportunities, and they're not making any progress. So I see this in business all the time. I teach people how to start digital marketing businesses. They have to go into a market, choose a niche, and then become an expert in that niche. Now, what do you think happens? The same thing that happens in this example. They go into a niche. They say, this niche is too hard. This niche has problems. The niche is not for me. And they switch. And what do you think happens in the next one? The next industry? Same exact thing. Because what they don't realize is, it's not the market that is the problem. It's their attitude towards business. They don't understand that what you get paid to do as a business person is to lift heavy weights. It's to solve the hard problems. So those problems that you're avoiding in each market, if you could instead solve those problems, because nobody else wants to, because everyone else thinks the weights are too heavy. If you just sit there for a minute, for a day, a week, a month, a year, and you push that weight up and you solve those difficult problems in the market, you will be rewarded beyond what you could have ever imagined. And you will have breakdowns during this process. You're not going to get anywhere extraordinary in life without having breakdowns. This is how I picture most people when they're pushing for a difficult goal. I picture a big wall. It's a plastic wall made out of balloon material. It stretches. And what you want is on the other side of that wall. And most people walk towards that wall, and guess what? The wall gives a little bit. It's got some stretch, so they start to make a little progress. They push closer and closer to their goal. But the tension is increasing every step of the way. So every step they take forward, that balloon wall is pushing back on them more and more and more. And they keep pushing hard until it gets to be too much. Then what happens? They retreat back. They go over, they pick a new market, they pick a new spot on the balloon wall, and they push and they push and they push until the tension is too much, and they retreat back. So what I want you to do is push as hard as you can until you have a breakdown or a breakthrough. So you're either going to break through that balloon wall, or you're going to collapse trying, and then you're going to stand right back up in the same spot and keep going, and that's how you get there. Breakdowns are okay. Breakdowns are good. Breakdowns create evolution. They show you a new way to do things. They show you that you need to push beyond your limits to achieve what you want in life. That what you want is not attainable as the person that you are now, who gives up when it's too hard, who walks away looking for an easier machine. So I know this is kind of intense stuff, but I see it so much, and it breaks my heart that people try and start over instead of looking for that breakdown or the breakthrough. Like I said, either one. I'm not saying you got to succeed and you got to break through. Have a breakdown. That works too. The muscle will build itself back up and you will be stronger next time and you will get that breakthrough you're looking for. But if you don't get that breakdown, the muscle will not build itself back up. Okay? It'll stay exactly as it was before. You're going to be in the same situation. Your capacity for difficulty is going to stay exactly the same and you won't get the results. So I encourage you, go out there, push yourself to your limit where you have a breakdown, and you're going to figure out how much stronger you get by going through that process. This is a little bit different what we talked about today. This is more theoretical. This is more mindset stuff, psychology, how you need to approach things, how you need to strategize about your life and your business.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.